What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 293 of the PS4 Blackcast. I am GCM. With us this week is Izzy.
Yo.
Hey, Messiah.
Hello.
And we got a lot of news. I was opening up tabs and not realizing, oh, there actually was more than I thought from Gamescom and whatnot.
You mean for once you can't say there's not a lot of news this week?
There's not a lot of news. Well, because, hey, if there's not a lot of news, there's not a lot of news. But there's quite a bit this week. Luckily, a lot of it's just, like, release date announcements, so it's not really stuff we have to... you know, talk about forever, so it's not going to take 20 years to get through it. But I guess we can start with new releases first. I know that Guacamelee 2 came out, right? And then did that Dragon Cafe game also come out on PS4?
Yes, it did.
I read heard the description of it on a podcast, something about, like, your mother's sick, so you have to go get a dragon to help you run the cafe or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Your mother gets sick, and the only way to cure her is to raise a baby dragon.
That's the storyline.
Yes, and then you have to run the cafe while the mom is gone. But
that's the storyline.
You have to feed the dragon to make him get better. That's the storyline.
That's so silly.
That's one of the most ridiculous stories I've ever heard in a game.
Look, it's just there for exposition. Okay, the point is you have a baby dragon, and you have a cafe. You make food. You feed it.
Man, Overcooked to have a story like that, then it'd be worth playing.
If Overcooked had a baby dragon, I would play Overcooked.
There you go. So yeah, that came out, and I don't think there's much else, because the Destiny DLC doesn't come out until what, week after next?
September 4th.
Yeah, and then Divinity doesn't launch until next Friday. I think that's kind of it. I know there's some deals that are still going on. I think the deals we talked about last time are still up. At least it looked like they were still extended. Where you can get, like, of course, the Uncharted games for super cheap. I'm going to log in right now and see if they're still there. They extended, it looks like, to the 28th. I thought it was only till the 24th. But, all the big deals. It's the Attack of the Blockbuster sale. Tons of stuff. So God of War is $40 or $35 for PlayStation Plus. Call of Duty World War II Gold Editions, $36. You get John Wick, the 2 film collection, for $12.99. Probably going to be like $14.99 for the HD version. Horizons, $12 for PlayStation Plus. That's the complete edition. It's ridiculous. A bunch of movies on sale too, like the Pirates of the Caribbean trilogy, looks like, and Planet of the Apes. But yeah, lots of deals still going. So jump on those if you haven't yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as far as news goes, we can go ahead and jump right into it. There's been a lot of news about AC Odyssey, but I haven't really been paying attention to any of it. But I saw this one headline that I did start reading. I was like, okay, I'll read about it, because I kind of wanted to be surprised. I'm like, the game's right around the corner, and I know I'm going to play it. So I don't, if there's anything special or unique, I don't need to hear about it. But this is from IGN. This is it's about how they'll have essentially like a nemesis type system with mercenaries. So the way it'll work, like, this is unlike previous Assassin's Creed games where you get desynchronized if you kill civilians, because the Brotherhood doesn't technically exist in this game yet. You can kill people, and it won't desync you from the Animus. So if you do that or you steal, then you will get a bounty on your head, and then you'll be hunted down by these mercenaries, kind of like the Falakis in Origin. They introduced this. There's a, just like I said, interesting game director at Ubisoft Quest, Scott Phillips, says the team, quote, wanted to have a system where the world was constantly living and constantly challenging. And he also says, I'm trying to read more quotes in here, it's kind of, there's a whole bunch of those different strengths and weaknesses that mercenaries can have that will make a fight against them much more interesting and varied. And then he also goes on to say, it's fun to hunt them and have them hunt you and be able to take them out. So I'm trying to see where See, mercenaries will be tougher than your average enemies and typically carry more valuable items to be collected once they're killed. It's a risk-reward system. The team is hoping to incentivize players to seek out additional challenges during the course of the game and provide continuing adventure after the bulk of the curated content has been completed. Now, when they talk about how you can hunt them down, I'm curious if it's just like how with the Flockies and Origins where they go, oh, they're after you, and they mark them on the map. Where if I don't kill or steal, can I still find these bounty hunters out there and just take them out? Like, is that possible?
Oh, if they're just like out wandering around and they're not specifically hunting you?
Right, yeah. Like, do I, in order to get this extra armor, do I have to be an asshole to the civilians? Like, I don't play that way. I don't want to be like, because then it almost feels like a game the system. Like, oh, I'll just lure the guy over here, just rob a couple people, kill some civilians. Sorry, it's for the greater good. The greater good.
Yeah, you just go into a little, like, seaside town and start causing chaos. Like, I'm sorry, I'm just doing this because I want armor.
Yeah. While singing Seaside Rendezvous?
I guess...
Yeah, exactly.
It does say whenever a player is caught killing or stealing. It doesn't necessarily say just the civilians. They do mention civilians earlier. So I'm wondering if, like, if that means, okay, if I get caught killing, like, the guards in an outpost...
Mm-hmm.
Like, does there... Because I don't want to be... Okay, plenty of guards see me kill the other guards. Like, if I just go all out, I decide to fight four guys at once, whatever. But in those cases, like, oh, they go run to, like, the brazier. And I'm like, nope, I booby-trapped it, or I killed them before they can get there. So in this case, is there going to be a guy who blows a horn that then tells someone else, hey, there's a dude, you got to put a bounty on his head? They don't know what I look like. Like, I'm wondering how this is going to work in that case. Like, because I wouldn't mind that if I... kill an enemy and then it's like I don't kill some other enemy and then later they go, oh, there's this, you know, lady over here killing people and then this is what she looked like, and they kind of do that, I guess. But because then I feel like then that would be a little more, it's like if you're a little sloppy taking out an outpost or going through an area, then it's like, and you leave people behind because you just run away, that's mm-hmm. the side effect of it. It's like, oh, you didn't tie up those loose ends, so now they're gonna hunt you down. And that seems like it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But yeah. Yeah, apparently there's a lot of... I guess the game has an ever-changing world, which I didn't read about and I didn't want to read about. So it sounds like, I guess, whatever you do in the game kind of changes how the world looks, which is, you know, stuff like Dying Light 2 is doing with their game. But I don't know if it's to that same degree or not. But we'll just have to see. Moving on, the Hitman Season 1 missions will be updated and playable in Hitman 2 when that gets released, which is really cool because I'll probably end up getting Hitman 2 and I never did finish all the missions in Season 1 of Hitman. So now that I can play them in the new updated engine with the improvements in Hitman 2, that's a really cool thing. So if you own it, you get those, all those stuff for free. So, when you buy the second one, so that's really cool, which of course comes out November 13th on PS4, Xbox, and PC. So that's nice. I don't know if they will be there day one, but they did say they will carry over, so I'm assuming it should be pretty close to launch. There were four new DualShock 4 controllers announced. There is
and a, two of them are really nice.
A berry blue, sunset orange, blue camo, and then the last one is a copper. I could have swore we talked about this in this before. I thought they had a blue camo one before, but I guess it was a green camo for World War II, and I thought there was, I could have swore there was a blue camo previously, but I guess not.
There was for PS3.
Okay, so maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But yeah, it's, you know, if you want more controllers, you got those options. I kind of wish, I didn't even think about it, but I was listening to another podcast, I think IGN's Beyond, and they were talking about how they wish they would do what Xbox does, where you can just go online and make your own controller.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. I was like, yeah, I guess I never considered that. That'd be awesome if you could just make it, just, you know, increase the price a bit. Because I forget how much it costs to make an Xbox controller, but I know it's more than just buying a regular one.
I'd be fine with that.
And I'm really hoping that when they go to PS5, it's just the same controller. Or maybe the control without the touchpad. But it better be, like, backwards compatible with the controllers. Because I'm like, I don't like that I can't use... I don't want to lose out on the custom controllers I purchased. Not custom, but like a, you know, I had this gunmetal PS4 remote that I bought. And I'm like, I want to still use it when I get the PS5. But it's like, come on. Don't make it not compatible with the next generation. I don't see why it wouldn't be, but it's already using the Bluetooth. You're probably going to use the same controller charger.
I kind of imagine that the PS5 is going to have a very, very similar controller. They kind of hit gold with this one.
Yeah, because you think about like the PS2 to PS3, obviously they went wireless, so you couldn't use that. There was no like adapter for PS2 to USB, I guess. Or maybe there was, who knows. But
there is, but it's not Sony branded.
Yeah. And then you can go backwards and use your PS4 controller on the PS3 for a good chunk of games. But you have to be wired when you do that. And that's nice that you can do that. Because when I was at the time during that, you know, middle period, I was like, oh, I really want to play this game on my PS3 when I still had my PS3. And I was like, but I don't want to use the PS3 controller. I want to use the PS4 controller. So I hooked, luckily the game was compatible and I hooked it up and played it that way. So yeah, those are there. You can get them. Bloodstained Ritual of the Night got a delay and the Vita version got canceled. Yes. This was posted on the... I want to say, where was it? It was a YouTube video, but it was, I believe, posted on the Kickstarter page for the game. That the delay was done, quote, to raise the quality level, especially after all the very valuable feedback from the beta backer demo. And the decision to cancel the Vita version was, quote, largely due to Sony's plan to discontinue the Vita console, any production of physical copies, and stopping certain online store support features. I know a lot of people didn't, at least in podcast as new, didn't agree with the whole Vita thing because you have until the end of February to get in your physical cartridge orders, and then there's no reason why you wouldn't be able to get it digitally off the store. So I thought that was interesting, but yeah, delay. It's just said into 2019, no updated release date, but yeah, so there's that. Sekiro, Shadow Side Twice got a release date. It's coming out March 22nd.
Yay.
There was a collector's edition for the game announced as well, so people who are interested in that can pick that up. There's tons of gameplay footage online. I think Vodivid put up one of him playing. He really likes the gameplay seat. Says it feels like a super solid game right now, considering it doesn't come out for a good while. Let's see. The Battlefield 5 open beta is going to be on September 4th for the EA Early Access and people who pre-ordered the game, and then September 6th, which is a Friday, for everybody else. And then it'll probably just run over that weekend. It'll be on the Rotterdam map, which they featured at Gamescom, and it'll have Conquest and then some Grand Operation modes as well. I am looking forward to that. I haven't received a beta code yet because I did pre-order Battlefield the same time I pre-ordered Fallout 76, and I have the Fallout 76 code, but I don't have an email about my Battlefield 5 code, so I don't know if hopefully at some point GameStop would be like, oh, kick out the emails, you know, the day before or whatever, so I can play that when that comes out. But so let's see what else we got. Also, some new trailer for that at Gamescom as well. Supermassive announced a horror series called The Dark Pictures Anthology, with the first of the series, The Man of Medan, in 2019. They showed the trailer at Gamescom. It looks a lot like Until Dawn, of course, and it looks exciting. I'll look forward to be playing a bunch of spooky games. I'm curious how long they'll be and then how quickly they'll come out. But yeah, people, the impressions of everybody who played it at Gamescom, I think they played like what they call like the second chapter of the game. They talked about some little Some stuff was out of context, like they weren't sure why characters were doing certain things, but they talked about some of the spooky stuff that would happen. So, but yeah, it looks interesting. I'm glad, and it's coming out on multiple platforms as well. It'll be PS4, PC, and Xbox. But yeah, sometime in 2019 will be that first bit. DMC5 got a release date. It'll come out on March 8th. They showed another trailer at Gamescom. And then it's funny because there's a gameplay demo at a Gamescom that people were playing. And I saw like one article. It's like, Devil May Cry feels really good to play. And then I saw an article from someone saying, yeah, Devil May Cry just isn't that great. Like, it's not good. But it was like from one of those websites that's not like a standard gaming website. Like, they just have a gaming section now.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, these are very conflicting articles. Like, I'm curious how it'll actually end up playing. But yeah, it's interesting that they're making Nero seem so much more like young Dante in DMC, the reboot. Because he seems a little less like himself. Although he was very moody in DMC4.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, woe's me, my arm. Meh.
But he's been hanging out with Dante too long now. He's getting sassy.
Yep, it's rubbing off on him and around. But yeah, looks good. The motorcycle, when Dante splits it apart and starts beating people up with it, I was like, it's so ridiculous.
It's gonna be so great.
Yeah, should be fun. What else we got here? Bandai Namco announced a Dark Souls trilogy for Xbox One and PS4 coming out October 19th. This will be the Dark Souls Remastered, Dark Souls 2 Scholar for Sin, and Dark Souls 3 The Fire Phase Edition, all packaged together in an exclusive steelbook case. I was like, man, way to like milk that as long as you could, I guess. You're like, oh, here's the next gen version of Dark Souls 2, and oh, hey, here's a Dark Souls Remastered, and then you wait, and they're like, oh, by the way, we're going to bundle them all together.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating.
Waited. Yeah.
Pretty much makes anyone that bought them when they released the remasters mm-hmm. not wasting their money, but not getting as much for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's $80 for the whole thing, but I don't have any plans. I didn't buy any of the remastered on PS4 because I'm like, I already played those games. I'm not going to play them again. Hey, if you haven't picked any of them up, you know, good on you. Especially for maybe it's like people that did play 3, but they never had a chance to pick up Dark Souls 2, the remaster, or the Dark Souls remaster, because maybe they're busy playing something else. Like, well, now you can get this other one and do that. But or if you never bought the DLC for Dark Souls 3 and you want to play the old games, but yeah, who knows? Let's see, Ubisoft did confirm that they will not release a new Assassin's Creed game in 2019, which is what I thought they weren't going to do for 2018, but I guess not. But they did say the only reason they had two Assassin's Creed games come out back-to-back is because they were obviously being developed simultaneously, so it just mm-hmm. happened to work out that way, but they're not going to. I guess whatever next AC game they're working on isn't that far along in development, so they're going to not release one in 2019, just have more content released for Odyssey, which is fine because they released a lot of content for Origin, so they could have skipped out on an AC this year. It would have been fine, but and then Koch Media bought the IP for Time Splitters, and apparently they want to make another game, which is interesting. A lot of people are talking about how, you know, oh, it's, do we really need a Time Splitters games? And, you know, there's a lot of first-person shooters. And I was thinking, like, well, the benefit of the Time Splitters games, at least, if they were to even make, like, a... if they did an HD trilogy released on, like, the PSN and Xbox Live, that'd be great just to replay the older games so updated. And then if they made a new one, the one thing that Time Splitters does have that a lot of shooters don't have now is the wacky game types. You know, you got, like, your Call of Duty and Battlefield. Sure, you have, like, you know, the King of the Hill kind of modes and the kill confirmed, but you don't have the monkeys with rocket launchers and stuff, and the actual king of the hill, where the person who's the king is the only one who can get points until you kill him, and then you take over. I think it's Gladiator, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the flame tag and the virus. Halo had their infection mode was very similar to that. And then Crysis 3, which of course was created by the team that had some of the old members of Free Radical working at Crytek UK. They did some multiplayer on Crysis 3, and they had a mode in there that was very similar to the virus mode in Time Splitters, where there was one person or two people, I think maybe, were the hunters. So they were wearing the full suits from the Crysis series, and they were invisible, and they only had bows. And then they would chase down and hunt all the regular soldiers, and every time you killed them, that soldier gets turned into the hunter. And you can always hear them coming. It would make a sound, so you knew the enemy was nearby. But that was a really fun game mode. I forget what they called that, but I played that a ton in Crysis 3. It's like I didn't play any of Crysis 3 campaign, nothing. I just bought it, and I played nothing but the multiplayer of that mode. But yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a FPS game come out with just tons of different. I mean, I kind of want to look at, let's see, Time Splitters 3 multiplayer modes. I want to see how many different modes there were. Let's see. Oh, that doesn't help me out. This is what a horrible. It didn't work at all. Yeah, they didn't. Oh, this. I looked up modes, and it's like, oh, it has story, arcade, challenge, and mapmaker. I'm like, that's not at all what I wanted. I want to know like all the different game types. Yeah, they don't even list it. But hey, there's things like, you know, capture the bag, stuff like that. You know, traditional modes, and then a bunch of just really fun modes. And yeah, that game just, it'd be fun to have that different varying degrees of multiplayer again, not just straight up shooting. But we'll see, you know, who knows what's gonna happen with that. It's, you probably gonna have to wait quite a while to actually, you know, get that game going. And then if they had people from Free Radical working like at one of the studios that they had, that'd be fine. But you still got the one group at Crytek UK, I think that's still around, and the other people kind of split somewhere else. But yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Other than that, that's it for all the news. A lot of stuff. I know Gamescom, I think, is maybe still going. But we did have NVIDIA did show off their new RTX cards, which the name is really driving me crazy, because every time I hear people talk about RTX, I keep thinking of Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
But
Rooster Teeth all, graphic card.
Yeah, it's the new Rooster Teeth 2080 order. but yeah, so they didn't talk much about benchmarks. Basically, the whole thing is about ray tracing. It's the big selling point for these cards. And they showed off a bunch of footage for Metro and Battlefield 5, showing what it looks like with the ray tracing tech on and off. And it is really impressive. Obviously, probably not something we're going to see in next-gen consoles, considering people have to, like, really... It's like the adoption rate. Like, what's the adoption rate going to be? That's really what's going to drive this tech. Mm-hmm. But there was some interesting stuff I thought about when I was watching Digital Foundry's video on it, how they were able to see the reflection of an enemy, or the idea of being able to see the reflection of an enemy behind you, like in a window or off some reflective surface. And I thought, like, that would be fantastic in multiplayer. Especially if, like, because typically it's like, right now you rely on audio. Audio is so important. Like, surround sound really helps in, like, a multiplayer shooter or any multiplayer game. But to be able to actually see someone sneak up on you, like, in the reflection, like, that would be fucking awesome. But yeah, we'll see what happens with it. There's the Battlefield 5 demo was really impressive. It was mainly, that was primarily reflections, but the Metro one was also about naturally reflecting light off of surfaces, and it was, that was pretty impressive. But it was also like it kind of shows what the default side you do with it on and off. And there's, I think, another armored core or something, some mech game that was shown off. And they were talking about how just the way it handles lighting naturally on its own really saves time on the art for the art department.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have the rabbits. So I thought that was really cool. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, who knows how, like I said, the adoption rate, and then how many people are going to buy these cards because they're pretty expensive. And then that also depends on how much they outperform the current cards,
mm-hmm.
Which they didn't show at the conference. But yeah, so that's interesting. But yeah, other than that, that's it. I'm trying to think what's the next. I don't know what the next big show is going to be. I guess. So what's in September? Is TGS in September, or TGS already happened?
I don't think it's later in the year.
I thought Tokyo Game Show was September, but
TGS, then PSX or PlayStation Experience thing if they have it this year, and then I think that's it.
Yeah, they'll usually announce that. Like, yeah, TGS is Wednesday the 19th of September to Sunday the 23rd. So yeah, it'll be the later part of September. Yeah, and then PSX usually gets announced like shortly before it happens. Once the podcast groups start speculating, man, when is a PSX going to be? And it's like within a couple days, Sony announces, hey, these are the dates for PSX. But yeah, so that'll be the next big gaming thing. Curious to see what comes out of that. But yeah, that's it for the news. I guess we're getting to what we've been playing. I know you've got your new game set all you've been playing, Zai.
Yeah, pretty much.
How's it treating you?
It's adorable, and I really love it. The only issue I have with it is, for some reason, when you're running and you turn the camera, it jerks a little sometimes. I don't know what's, like, if I'm doing something wrong or if it's just, like, rendering weird. I don't know. But that's, like, the only issue I've had. And it's probably something that if a lot of people have the same issue, they can probably do an update for it. But as far as, like, I mean, the story's goofy, yes, but it's whatever. You're not here really for the story. All of the art direction is really fucking adorable. Like, the whole outside world has... It's kind of like Breath of the Wild or Skyward Sword, where it has this, like, texture to it, but it's not, like, a filter that's kind of over everything. All of the textures of, like, the characters and the grass and the sky have this, like, painterly look to it. So it's like some things don't have it, but some things do, so it kind of breaks it up. And then all of the interior art of your cafe looks like a 2D drawing. So when you're standing still, it just looks like a 2D picture. It looks all hand drawn and everything, but you could obviously move it in and it's like a 3D space, and it's so adorable. It's so cool the way they have like the two different aspects where you're like in your cafe and it's really cute and hand drawn, and you do a little mini game to cook your food, and then you go outside and it's this like big open world with this like very specific art style, and it's all 3D rendered and you can go anywhere and do anything. So it's super fucking cute so far.
And you're playing on the Switch?
I am, yes, because yeah. I wanted to be able to take it to work on Monday.
right. And what about you, Izzy? What have you been playing? Just catching up on Destiny?
Yeah, Destiny, Death's Gambit. I tried playing the Mega Man Legacy Collection. They're all pretty painful. It's three bad choices to play right now, and I'm really bummed. So Death's Gambit got great reviews, and a lot of people are loving it. I cannot stand the controls. It has no weight or momentum. The rolls, like, randomly stop, and it's one of those games where it has a jump mechanic, but jumping in it feels like, I don't know, it's like that hollow lightweight feeling where you have no momentum, so you just like randomly stop in midair if you don't press anything, and it just doesn't feel good to me. The story and like voice acting and everything are gorgeous and great, but I'm just not having fun actually playing it. And then the Mega Man Legacy Collection, holy shit, the input lag on that makes it almost unplayable. It's like you push the jump button, and it's seriously a full second later you actually jump.
Yeek.
So it's a, you know, platforming kind of speed game where you can't go quick because your controller doesn't respond.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a ridiculous... It's just very disappointing. So I pulled out my SNES Classic to play it, and then I even pulled out my old SNES, and they're both very responsive. So whatever they did with the port has made it... I don't know. They screwed up the port somehow.
No good. Hopefully it maybe gets patched or something.
I'm waiting for it to get patched. So I played it last night, like I forced myself through. And
that's well, never good.
I wanted to just, you know, see if it got better, if it was just levels, things like that. And I made it to the mm-hmm. final boss, and I beat all the levels earlier, not by cheesing, but not by going quick, essentially getting every single power up and upgrade possible.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't the way I played it as a kid. Like, the upgrades make you extremely overpowered. And I was only able to beat it by getting all of them. Then I got to the final boss, and basically it's like a giant head, kind of like Contra, with two arms on the side that you have to jump on to damage him. And the input like delay was so bad, I couldn't actually jump up on top of his hands to damage him. So I'm sitting there like trying the entire fight and dying multiple times, trying to just jump up to his head to actually damage him. Not actually damaging him, just trying to jump up and do it. Like, it's, I don't know what it is, but they just fucked up the port very badly. And apparently it's like that on all the games, and it gets better as you get to like the later games in the collection, but it's just kind of a disappointing thing, since I really loved Mega Man as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost thought about picking up a couple of the collections. So didn't they just release the X collections as well, right? In two batches.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's the Legacy X collection. So there's one and X2. So one has 1 through 4, the other has 5 through 8.
Yeah, I was thinking about picking them up because I think I'm trying to remember which one I actually... I only played one.
Probably just X. X or X4 were the most popular ones. Were the most purchased ones in the U.S.
Let's see. So I'm going to Google the... Now it was X5 is what I played on PlayStation. I played that one a lot back in the day. Of course, not... I hadn't played Mega Man in forever at that point. But yeah, I played that one a ton. Zero. But yeah, I just haven't had a chance to pick them up. Give them a try. Especially with so many games coming out now, it's like, I won't have time.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, though, about that input lag you're talking about for the game. I wonder if that's something like TV related. But like, I'd be curious if you plugged in like a, if your computer monitor has like a an HDMI, if you plugged in there and see how it feels. You know how PS4 has the option where you can play wired and reduce the input lag
on the controller? So I've seen a lot of people say it's TV, so I have set my TV to gaming mode. I have turned off all the filters that are in the game to make it look prettier. I shrunk it down to the smallest screen size, and nothing has worked.
Hmm.
Eek.
Interesting.
It's got to be the way that it's like rendering or like running on an emulator or something, rather than them like actually porting the game. It's just running on like an emulator.
Yeah.
So that's probably, it's just the way that the game is processing or something.
Oh yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. I think they just, when they made it, they didn't know how to make it well for PS4.
Said hopefully they do a patch or something, but
mm-hmm.
I just waiting on Divinity because I beat the freaking first act, and now I'm just sitting here like I have to wait even longer. I thought it was gonna come out on a Tuesday. I thought it was the 28th, so I was like, oh, it's not too bad. And then I realized, oh no, it's the 31st, which is a Friday. And then my cousin won't be in town on Friday, so I can't play it until he gets back the next week, so I can't play it till that following Monday. And I'm like, oh, I just want to play more Divinity. I was like, I'm so bummed. And I re-downloaded the first one. I thought about starting up and playing on tactician mode, just so it'd be a little harder. And play that before Divinity 2 officially releases, but I was like, nah, because I kind of want to replay that afterwards so I can play that with my cousin. And then we can go through that one co-op. But yeah, just gotta freaking wait for that game. And then I think I might have screwed myself a little bit where before you leave the main place, when we had finished up the final fight in the game, and we prompted the NPC to be like, oh, hey, let's go get on the boat. And then we saved right there. And if you go get on the boat, like, it ends. Like, once you hit accept. So I saved it there. I'm like, okay, all good. We stopped. Then I decided to go back in. I was like, well, before we go, I'm going to go ahead and hire some of the other companions that are on the island and spec them towards thievery and steal from all the vendors. Kind of like, this will be good. I'll just steal from all. Because whoever you don't pick in your party doesn't go with you later in the game. So there's people who are there that we didn't choose, so they're just going to be gone forever. And so I hire them to my group real quick. Spec them towards thievery. Rob everybody. Get a bunch of money. And then I did it on my character as well as my other character I'm controlling. I gave them some thievery items to wear and to steal. They didn't get to steal as much because they aren't Spectre's thievery. And we knew that going into Act 2 allows you to respec your characters. So the idea was there, if we needed, you can respec your characters to thievery, rob all the people on the boat, get a ton of gold. Now, obviously, the game scales as you keep going, so that gold's going to kind of run out, but it kind of gives you a little buffer, and the game lets you do that. So I was like, all right, I'll just, since I can only steal a little bit with my main character and the other character I'm controlling, I'll steal from all these NPCs because they were back at this camp. And I'm like, all right, steal from them, do that with the companions. All right, okay, I'm done. Get a bunch of gold. And then there's this quest flag on one of the NPCs. And I was like, why is there still a quest flag on this guy? Because we went and rescued this dude who's the leader of this group that's hiding at this camp, and I brought him back. I'm like, okay, that should be done, you know, quest over. Like, you need to find him to bring him back, and then this girl at the camp will remove this source collar that's around your neck that's blocking you using your source magic, and then you can also wear neck pieces. So I go and I talk to him, and he's like, oh yeah, you know, blah blah, I was crazy and everything's over here. And I was like, bunch of monsters. And I was like, yeah, I killed those people that were over there, and the monster that showed up. And he's like, oh, you did? All right, everybody, pack up, route. And then all of a sudden, everybody just runs, and they go towards the boat. And I'm like, okay, so it completed the quest. It gave me 5,200 XP. I'm like, okay, cool. Then that quest, I just need to talk to him again, apparently, even though I thought I already talked to him. And then he goes, runs up to the boat, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. If they're going to the boat, so then I go talk to them. They all get on the boat, and I'm like, oh no. So then I go online. I watch a video of Act 2 in the merchants, and it turns out a majority of the merchants in Act 2 that we were going to steal from are just the same merchants from Act 1 who are now on the boat. So I'm like, and you can only steal from NPCs one time. So I'm like, great. I just stole a little bit of money on my main two characters from these NPCs that I can never steal from again. So now I can't respect my main character to be a thief, steal, and then respect back. And I'm like, oh, damn it. But so I kind of screwed myself a little bit. But I have so much money from the other guys that it should last me a good bit. And then my cousin, of course, he laughed because he didn't steal from everybody. He only stole from, like, I think half the merchants. But and there are other companions on the boat you could hire who are more like mercenaries. They're not actually the companions with story. But I could, if I wanted to, I could spec them to be thieves and steal more gold, but I'm not even gonna bother. But I was like, damn, kind of a little mad I messed that up a bit, but I am glad I talked to him to get him on the boat. But now I just gotta wait. Freaking, why'd they have to release the first act so early? But I still haven't played the South Park DLC. Huh?
Why'd you play through it so quick?
Well, it wasn't quick. I mean, it took about 20 hours going through it. I just thought, like, they said it's about 20, 30 hours of content, depending on how much you do. And we did everything. It's just, I guess they thought it would be 20 to 30 if you're novice players. Mm. But since we're a veteran player and a novice player, I kind of knew what to expect and how to handle fights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, okay, 30 hours... If him and I were only going to be able to play like 2-3 hours a night, that would take a while. And but then we ended up playing for much longer than we thought during the day because he was freer than usual. And then on the weekend, he was here one weekend, so we played on that weekend, and which was like a ton of time as well. So we burned through it super fast. But oh well, at least I'll have that come out, and then I'll have the Battlefield beta. And then Spider-Man comes out, so it'll be like, ugh. And then I'm still playing Fortnite, so it's like, I'll be juggling. It'll be good to have single-player game to play while playing multiplayer games, though. And then, of course, Fortnite just teased, they're teasing something for their next season, it seems like. The Rift from last season that showed up disappeared, but before it disappeared on Friday, it started shooting out lightning bolts and destroying this ring of cacti in the desert portion of the map. And then right at the, like at 2 p.m. Pacific, it struck this mountaintop with this lightning bolt for like 30 seconds. And then this like purple tesseract appeared. So there's like this purple cube just there. No one knows what it does. It has these strange symbols. And if you stand on it, I think if you stand or you hit it, it gives you shield. But then if you smack it, it'll also push you away, and then you'll die from fall damage. But so yeah, there's just this big purple cube in the middle of the desert, and no one knows what it's going to do. And then they changed a point of interest on the map, which was really weird that they changed it mid-season. Tomato Town got turned into like this temple ruin kind of map, or part of the area. It was like, it was really weird. I was like, I wasn't expecting that, because typically all the big map changes come with the new season. They haven't changed the map in the middle since, I think, like season one or two, like when they added some new points of interest. But yeah, so that's there. So it'll be interesting. We're only a couple weeks out until the next season starts, so we'll see what people start digging around to find. But yeah, and I keep trying. Replaying Doom bugs me, because I wanted to replay as New Game Plus, but it doesn't have New Game Plus. So in order to do, quote, New Game Plus, you have to play each chapter over. But then because you're playing that way, you can't save mid-chapter when you replay a level. It doesn't do that. So you have to complete the entire level in one go. And I'm like, that's not what I want to do. I want to be able to save. Like, I don't mind replaying, going through that way and just replaying it. No biggie. But just let me save in the middle of that level. Otherwise, if I want to replay it again, I have to start from the beginning, lose all my upgrades, yada yada. And I just don't want to go through all that. I just want to replay it with my new stuff. I want to have all my big guns. But, yeah, that's it. I tried looking up. I thought I had some. I'm trying to look up to see if I had notes that I sent myself, but I guess I forgot to note some things. Oh well. But yeah, I guess that's it for the news. Hopefully something comes out next week that we can talk about. I think pretty big, but on that, just have to wait till Divinity officially launches, and then the Battlefield beta and Spider-Man. Spider-Man's super close.
Right around. When does Spider-Man come out?
The 2 weeks from yesterday.
Oh shit! I need to order that or something. Before Amazon's pre-order thing goes away forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah, which is just dumb.
I couldn't even pre-order. I tried to go on and pre-order Little Dragon Cafe because I was like, well, I might as well get some kind of discount on it or something. And if the special edition was like $10 off or whatever, I was going to get it. It wasn't even available for Switch. It was like completely sold out or something. Both versions. Like, how is the regular version of the game sold out on Amazon? What are you doing? Stop it.
I think that was actually the case with Spider-Man 2, because I don't remember being able to pre-order it a while ago and it checked.
Hmm. Yeah, it's
Amazon is getting on my nerves. Just letting them know.
I don't know what's up with all these games coming out on Fridays. Man, it's like, it typically used to be, like, Battlefield was a big one recently because they kept doing the, like, pre-order, play multiplayer early on the Tuesday, and then official releases on the Friday. Like, they've been doing that since, you know, like, the past two games, I think, which they're doing for this one as well. Yeah, but then it's, like, Spider-Man's on a Friday. You got Divinity on a Friday. And then I think Tomb Raider should be Tuesday, because I think it's the 18th. But that could be on a Friday for God knows. But it's like every game's on fucking a Friday, man. It's like, I don't know what's going on. Stop it on these Fridays. Give me on Tuesday. I want something to play during the week.
I know. Didn't games, all games used to come out on Tuesdays? Or was that just Nintendo games?
No, it was all games. That's when media comes out. That's when movies and CDs came out. Were on Tuesdays. Yeah. So it's like, all right. And then both Nintendo was like, oh, Friday and Sunday. And or at least console launch. I felt like they did, like, release their consoles on Sundays for whatever
it was reason. Always like Sundays or Mondays.
Yeah, because isn't in the I'm in the wrong year. I was like, that's a Thursday. What the hell is that? Yeah, because February 22nd is a fucking Friday, and that's when all those games come out. God damn it, man, stop it. March 22nd is Friday, March 8th is a Friday. Why is everybody doing goddamn Fridays?
So you can play over the weekend.
I hate it. I want something to play during the week. It's like, come on, man. Whatever. But I want my Tuesdays to be fun. And I'll be like, oh, it's Monday night, 9 p.m. Start that game. Come on. Whatever. All right. No more ranting about that. I'm curious to see how many of these big games all come out on fucking Fridays. At least DLC is still on Tuesday. But, all right. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up for this week, and hopefully any game that gets announced with the release date is an actual Tuesday in the future. So we'll see about that. But
no more this weekend bullshit.
Yeah. All right, come on. Anyways, thank you all for tuning in and listening. Thank you, Izzy. Thank you, Zaya, for joining.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we will see you guys next time.
Later.
Bye.